Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Great Mates is going live in 3, 2, 1.
Believe it or not, I'm recording a podcast. I'm here with my friend Troy.
Yeah, that's me.
And that was him. Also on the podcast.
What a shit intro song.
We're going to use it.
Excellent. One of these ones again, eh?
Should we use it? Fantastic. Let us know in the comments.
Guess what? Too late.
Too late.
It's being used.
We used it. Hey, mates. Welcome to Great Mates, the only podcast that will give you a bonus intro, even though you didn't even ask for it.
Neither did I.
Yeah.
No one did, but it just happens every week.
That's right. That's right. It was, I don't know if I'll include it or not. So if you heard a beautiful singing voice, it was me and not Fergie, crossed with Jesus.
If you heard a beautiful singing voice, you are listening to Spotify. You're listening to Beyonce on Spotify and you're not listening to this podcast at all.
I am in here in my black leotard dancing to All the Single Ladies.
Yeah.
Pulling chainsaws.
Pulling chainsaws?
That's all I think of when I see that dance.
Oh.
Or she's trying to start a lawnmower.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the lawnmower dance.
Yeah.
That's where the lawnmower dance, the old man lawnmower dance started from.
Oh,
it's from
right.
Single Ladies, Beyonce.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like, I believe it
also looks like the shopping cart. It's all from the same move.
I wonder where Drake got his moves from.
Dusting off his shoes.
Yeah, maybe. Because like those two film clips have to have the shittest dance moves. Hotline Bling and All the Single Ladies.
Yeah, look, they're not great. I'm not going to sit here and say to you that superstar Beyonce and superstar Drake have excellent dance moves in both of those film clips. I'm not going to do it.
Because it's impossible.
Because it's impossible, because it's not true. Drake's move especially, but like we got memes out of it and that's all that really matters.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's those memes are still alive today as well.
They are alive today.
Which is amazing. Like that's a good lifespan out of a meme.
Yeah, oh yeah, that Drake sort of like yes, no meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll live on forever.
I just, one day, I just want to meet, I don't want to meet Drake. Never in my life do I want to meet Drake. Don't care. But I want to meet the guy who created that meme.
Ooh.
You know, who put those screenshots together.
Yeah.
And thought, this is going to be a good ass meme.
You know what? I wonder how those people feel when they make a meme and it goes international.
And you never hear about who they are. They're the unsung heroes of the internet.
They really are. They really are. You know, like, there was going viral on YouTube and Vine and things like that. But yeah. You never hear, like, there needs, you know how ESPN have the 30 for 30?
Yeah.
We need a 30 for 30, but for the memes.
But for the meme creators.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The unsung heroes of the internet.
I would be interested to know. It's probably just some algorithm that just picks random pictures and puts them together. And it's like a meme generator.
Maybe. Maybe it's not just even Google doing it.
It's Skynet.
Ooh.
This is how Skynet becomes sentient. It starts with memes and then it ends up with Terminators.
You know what it's doing? It's creating memes and everyone that's a banger, it learns more about the human race.
Yeah, true.
It learns our weaknesses through humor.
It does. Anyway, memes are great.
Memes are great. You know who is a living meme?
Who's a living meme?
Your number one buddy in the whole world, Troy, your number one movie star, the person who you would put on a pedestal above anyone else, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I was going to say Ben Affleck, but Nicolas Cage is a close second.
If I had the choice between Ben Affleck and Nicolas Cage, I'm taking Nicolas Cage every day.
Oh, well, you would take Nicolas Cage. You're going to get a lot more value with a Nicolas Cage than you are with a Ben Affleck.
You would. You would.
Ben Affleck, you've just got a straight out, good looking dude
who's that just got depression.
Yeah, he's either, you know, he's either happy, angry, or depressed, but he's never like manic like Nicolas Cage. He's never like crazy. You never get that. You're never gonna get that wide eyed. Goddamn, some of the looks that he pulled in Face Off alone, just when he was trying to like figure out who he was, whether he was Sean Archer or Castor Troy. Just some of those looks.
I love that
meme
movie.
Gold.
Oh, so good. Imagine if memes were around back then.
Oh, it'd be crazy. I'm actually going to use for the picture for this episode on the website will be one of those screen grabs.
Oh, lovely.
Because they're just so amazing.
Do you have like a favorite Nicolas Cage movie? I was going to say a Nicolas movie, like it's that his own genre now.
Yeah. Oh man. Well, you got to think about like this guy's been around since the early 80s. This guy's been making movies for.
Yeah.
And there's been quite a bit of quality in there, but there's also been quite a lot of shit. And it all coincides with the time where he kind of became broke as to where the shit started churning out. But even amongst that shit, there are like nuggets of gold when you like really sift through it.
I wonder what the ratio is for a Nick Cage good movie and a Nick Cage bad movie.
Well, at this point now, I was like, I was doing a tiny little bit of research, not too much, but I was doing a little bit of research, and the guy has released since 2015, he's released like, oh God, I think it's like 30 something movies.
What?
In the last 4 years. That's not including what's due to be released in 2020 and 2021. I think, and don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure he's got something like 21 movies scheduled. For 2020, 2021.
He is legitimately busier than The Rock.
It is nuts. Like, the only difference is The Rock will put out shit that goes to the cinema. Nick Cage will put out shit that goes straight to streaming.
Well, that's true. But you know what? A lot of people are doing that these days. It could be the new normal, Troy.
It could be the new normal.
Just he's a trendsetter.
Churning out shit movies. It's the new normal.
So do you have any like favorites of his collection? Do you own anything?
Do I own anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I own a few.
Wow.
That peak mid 90s range of Nicolas Cage where it was, you know, he kind of did The Rock and Face Off and Con Air all in the space of like 5 years. And yeah. they tend to be the three when people talk about, you know, what's the best Nicolas Cage movie or whatever? Those three seem to be the three that always tend to pop up. It's The Rock, definitely. Face Off, Con Air.
It's the holy trinity for Nicolas Cage movies, really, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it was a like the whole 90s period was probably like peak Nicolas Cage. But when you think about it, it kind of ran from 90s right through to the mid 2000s because he was mid to late 2000s because he was still doing. Like he did the second Ghost Rider in 2011.
Yeah.
And Kick-Ass came out in 2010. There was National Treasure 2, which also came out, 2007. So, again, whole bunch of shit movies in there as well. But he was still churning out. Like, I think National Treasure pulled in like $500 million at the box office.
Yeah, National Treasure is like, that's a big franchise, man.
It's a National Treasure.
It is. It really is.
They had to change the name. It was just called Treasure Hunter. Treasure Man. But they changed it to National Treasure because the movie became a National Treasure.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's right. Yeah. And, you know, Nicolas Cage, he has a lot of these, like, these films that just go under the radar that I genuinely enjoy. Because have you ever seen the movie Knowing?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man.
Don't tell me that's good. It looks shit.
No, it's actually not that bad. It has like some of the most powerful scenes I've ever seen in a fucking movie in my life.
What do you mean?
Like he knows that a plane is about to crash and it would be honestly one of the best on-screen kind of fantastical events that I've seen in a movie. And it's in that fucking movie.
In Knowing,
yeah.
Well, I did skip it because I thought it was just one of these like straight to, well, 2009, it wouldn't have been straight to VOD, but, you know,
not straight
to DVD still maybe in 2009.
Yeah, no, it is genuinely interesting because it's kind of like his kids are knowing the end of the world's going to happen.
Right.
And it has like aliens and all that type of bullshit in it.
Oh, here we go.
But it's pretty cool. I would recommend checking it out.
Yeah, okay. I'll check that out. Kick-Ass is another one that's not really a Nicolas Cage movie.
I don't know. He's a pretty big role in it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If Nicolas Cage wasn't in that movie, it wouldn't have been as good.
No, not at all.
If he wasn't Big Daddy, no way that movie would have been as good.
No way. Because, like, the thing is, he plays such an integral role for his daughter to become who she is.
Yeah. You know who they wanted originally for that part?
Who?
But couldn't get? A young man by the name of Bradley Pitt.
Really?
Would have been shithouse.
Wow.
Would have been shit. Imagine Brad Pitt in that role.
I don't know. Brad Pitt can do fucking weird characters like that pretty well. Like,
fuck off.
Fuck on. Like, have
fuck
you seen?
Off.
Fuck on. Have you seen For Your Consideration Only?
No. Okay. I don't even know what that is.
Okay. It's kind of like he plays this like secret agent type of thing, but he's just a guy who works at a fucking gym.
Oh, no. That's got another name. Burn After Reading.
Oh, I think it might have two names then.
Yeah. It could have a name in you know how like some movies have like different names in the States and shit.
Yeah.
For whatever fucking reason. They change the name, like either we or they can't understand what the title means.
Yeah, correct.
But it was definitely Burn After Reading. So yeah, okay. Haven't seen that.
Okay.
I've heard it's very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Go see all these shit movies that I seem to like that are probably fucking genuinely terrible.
Right.
And another one that is like a really under the radar movie, I think, for Nick Cage is Lord of War.
Oh, true. Yes.
Have you seen that?
I have seen that.
That is fucking brilliant. Movie. Yeah.
A little bit more serious.
But I think more serious good.
He does serious good. He does crazy better, but well, he does serious.
That's normal.
that's his normal. Crazy is his normal. Did you see Mandy from last year?
No, I didn't. I heard it was fucking terrible.
Terrible?
Yeah.
Who told you it was terrible?
The world.
Oh, well, you can tell the world to eat a fucking dick because Mandy is terrific. It's 2018, apparently, but I didn't get to see it till 2019 because for some reason it took forever to get to streaming.
Really?
And I didn't want to, like, you know, illegally download
be a pirate.
Because I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy. But, yeah, so I didn't get to see it till 2019, but it was fucking great. It was weird.
It was a fucking flop. It had a $6 million budget and it only pulled in 1.4.
Well, you know what else is a flop? You.
That's fair. Look, that's.
I was going to try to twist it into a dick joke, but I couldn't get there.
You could have just said your dick.
Well, hey, that's better.
There.
What else is a flop? Your dick.
Yeah.
Edit the rest out. We'll keep that.
Yeah. Very funny. Actually, look at that. It's got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
See?
Yeah, that's not bad.
You don't know.
Maybe it was from audiences that I heard that because it's got a 6.6 on IMDb.
Well, you know that IMDb is shit,
yeah.
Right? And most of those things are shit anyway. And you should probably just like check it out for yourself. But I really liked Mandy Man because it was just – it's like this really weird kind of mix of like sci-fi horror – but it's made in 2018, but they made it look like it was made in 1988.
Fuck yes.
83, you know, something like that.
Yep, yep.
And yeah, just everything. And Nicolas Cage gets a couple of moments where he's peak Nicolas Cage.
Oh, man, I see some screenshots of it. It's like crazy, full on eyes open to the, like his head's peeling back. He's got that, his eyes open that far.
No one does eyes open, head almost peeled back better than Nick Cage, honestly.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, hey, Gone in 60 Seconds, that was a thing for a while.
That was a thing for a while. That was Angelina Jolie's, like, big breakout movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. She might have done some stuff before that, but yeah, that was her big, sort of, her first, like, real, you know, big budge and car then, heist.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed that movie. That was so good. And just, like, I'm doing the fingers where he's like, go.
I know exactly what you're doing.
Name a hand movement more fucking rememberable than that.
Yeah. You can't.
It's impossible. And he's just like, he stutters on it too. He's like, go.
Yeah. He's such a fucking amazing dude, really, isn't he?
Oh, he is. I want that to be connected to the Fast and Furious world.
It should be.
Could be.
When did the first Fast and Furious movie come out?
No,
what was that?
That
was
question.
Like 90. DVD players were still around.
Had to be early.
So it was like 86.
2001.
2001.
Oh, that could be a prequel.
This is a prequel. Gone in 60 Seconds is a prequel to Fast and Furious. Nick Cage's character in Gone in 60 Seconds, which was what? I can't remember his name. No one remembers his name.
Nah, didn't even have a name.
It didn't have a name in that one. But yeah, his character in that is the guy who, we're going to say, raises Dom from a little curly-haired baby boy and brings him up to the bald-headed badass DVD stealing machine that he is.
And Angelina Jolie is this is where it comes full circle. She's been recasted as Charlize Theron.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, because they both
interesting.
Have, you know, that same similar look and shit hair.
Similar look and shit hair. They they do definitely both have shit hair in those movies.
They fucking do. Angelina Jolie with what looks like dreads from memory. Yeah, it's great. It is,
I think it's like some sort of like blondie gross dreads.
Oh man, I'm feeling sick just looking at it.
She had like rat hair. Her hair was just, it was nonstop just rat tails.
Oh.
Instead of braids.
Or dreadlocks, it was all rat's tails.
Yeah, that's it. And she lived like in the western suburbs of Sydney.
Yeah, pretty much. And she just rolled around in an Adidas tracksuit the entire time.
In a VL Commodore.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Memphis Reigns. That was his name. Memphis. Why? Because it's fucking Nick Cage. Of course it's going to be something southern like that.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Now, what about the beauty that is Con Air?
Oh, Con Hair.
Con Hair.
Con Air. You know what? This is going to be a little bit controversial here right now.
Oh.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I don't rate Con Air that high.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I don't rate about Con Air, and this could just be my memory failing me.
Yeah.
Is that I'm pretty sure at the end of that movie, he's like released as a free man.
Yeah.
And I can't remember why.
Well, wasn't he already getting released? For him to be released, he had to be on that plane because they had to transport him to wherever.
Oh, maybe.
But then while it was happening, they thought he was part of the whole thing. And they're like, ooh, damn you, Nick Cage's character in Con Air, whatever your name is. And then they thought he was like a big part of it. But then in the end, they realized he was the good guy on the plane because he had that hair, pretty much.
Yeah.
Cameron Poe.
That was the character's name?
That was the character's name.
Cameron Poe, you're free to go. That's why they let him go.
That's like, why it just rhymed so well.
Yeah. There's a movie by Nick Cage that is so fucking bad that I have never, ever made my way through it.
The Wicker Man.
Because I keep falling asleep.
The Wicker Man?
No.
The Family Man. The Wicker Man's bad.
Yeah, but what about the bees?
Well, what's your movie?
The Family Man.
Oh, you know, when I was discussing this with my partner, we were talking about like best Nicolas Cage movies and stuff because she's like a big fan of a few of them. But she turned around and said The Family Man's like a really good Nicolas Cage movie.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I've never made it through. I've tried. I reckon I've tried half a dozen times to watch it and I fall asleep watching it every time.
I have definitely seen it. That's all I can say. Like, I know that at some point I've watched that movie, but that's about all I could tell you.
All right.
I know it's got Taya Leone in it as well.
Oh, right. There you go. Well, look, let's finish our Nick Cage jerk off with Face Off.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, well, we can't finish it with Face Off because we got to reveal our favorite movies. But and we haven't even spoken about Ghost Rider yet.
Well, look, he pees fire. I don't need to go on about anything else. That's
Come on,
my
man.
Favorite.
That's brilliant. Somebody, I remember reading somebody in the listener community, I think it might have been a young gentleman by the name of Chris, said that Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, the second Ghost Rider, actually pretty good movie.
I don't mind it. It has a very fucking cool scene where there's this like digger that he turns into a Ghost Rider.
Yeah, that's about it.
And that's all that matters.
That's the only thing.
It's probably
doesn't even pee fire in that one.
Yeah, he pees the fire in that one, and then he turns this like big mining machine into a ghost riding machine, and it is fucking badass.
You know what? I don't think I've seen Ghost Rider in some time because all of my memories seem to be coming from Ghost Rider: Spirit of Vengeance.
I honestly can't even remember what happens in Ghost Rider 1.
I think he becomes the Ghost Rider at some point,
and then just finishes.
He's got that shit hair. He's got that fully shit hair, which, like, dead set, looks like it's like a wig on a wig. And he's like a stunt rider. And then he becomes the Ghost Rider. And Eva Mendes is in it. That's all I remember.
Wow. Really, really, like, sticks with you, that plot and that story.
Well, let's talk about Face Off, because I actually watched Face Off this week. Because I knew this was going to be one of everyone's top picks for best Nicolas Cage movie. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go back to 1997. I'm going to go back to young Troy, young impressionable young Troy, who absolutely loved the shit out of this movie, loved the shit out of John Woo movies. So I went back and watched it. Weird ass premise.
Yeah. Look, back then it was like groundbreaking for like...
yeah.
For the storytelling of, oh, take your face and put it on someone else. And
yeah,
doesn't matter that you're like everything else is completely different about you. Your wife won't know.
Yeah.
Your friends won't know. Your work won't know.
Well, they try to play it off like, oh, your height is basically the same. And your body type is basically the same. And it's like, you know, and they talk about getting rid of like John Travolta's love handles and stuff like that. But it's just so fucking bizarre because you would have to change everything.
Yeah.
Like, he's married to that woman, right? If they don't change Sean Archer and Castor Troy's dicks.
Exactly.
She's going to know. You got to think that they've been married for quite some time. She's going to know Sean Archer's dick.
You would think so.
So they got to change everything.
And you know what's even weird about that is they like make a very, very, like, a noticeable point of an extremely heavy sex scene in that movie to go, this guy fucked the wife of this other guy. And it's like, and she was like, whoa, that was amazing or something like that.
But that
like,
doesn't happen, but.
Nah, totally but, does.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
You blew my back out, having. Sean. yeah, but I see what you're saying though. But it's like, he comes, like when Castor Troy disguised as when Nicolas Cage disguised as John Travolta comes back home, he is a fucking completely different human.
Yes.
He left work like the day before being John Travolta and came back as Nicolas Cage as Castor Troy, and she's just like, oh, he seems happy.
Yeah. What about the line where he's like, I'm sure this is out of this movie, but the president calls him. And
yes.
His wife is on the line as well. And he's like, tell the president I'll call him back.
That is it's the exact line.
Like, fuck off, mate.
It's pretty amazing. Like, it's still, I'm not going to lie, it's a great movie. It still holds up. Some of it is just insane bullshit. But it's still such a fun movie. If you can get past the premise of not only doing the face swap once, but then doing the swap back. And like, I'm assuming they've like pumped the fat back into John Travolta's love handles. But, you know, just to get him back to exactly the same way that he was.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it is what it is.
Well, that's right. That's right.
But, yeah. Look, I actually have one movie that I like better than Face Off.
Oh, okay. And what's that?
It's 1996's The Rock.
Good choice. Very good choice. Pretty much a flawless movie.
Oh, pretty fucking close. And considering it's directed by the Transformer himself, Michael Bay, it is easily Michael Bay's best movie. Cage's best movie.
It's been so long since I've seen The Rock. I need to go back because, you know, I love the rumor that it's got that Sean Connery is actually James Bond in that movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that internet theory pre-internet.
Wait, what, would you read it on a message board down at the fucking shops or something?
No, it was, yeah. I had to tear off one of those pieces of paper and call someone on a landline. No, Encyclopedia Britannica. Okay. What are those ones that they sent out? National Geographics.
Yeah, that's it.
Where you could subscribe to magazines. Anyway, The Hidden History of The Rock. It was in that. Fucking this, honestly, I watched this movie this week as well. I'm like, I wanted to try to get to the Holy Trinity. I wanted to try to get to Face Off, Con Air, and The Rock. I only got to Con Air and The Rock. Face Off and The Rock, unfortunately.
They're the best choices.
But they're the best choices. But The Rock is fucking legitimately a top movie. Now, there's some controversy as to whether you can actually classify it, same with Face Off, as a Nicolas Cage movie because it's shared screen
time. Of course you fucking can.
But of course you fucking can. He's the main actor. He's on the cover.
Yeah.
Of both. You can't have it. If you put anyone else in either of those roles, right, as either Stanley Goodspeed or Castor Troy, it wouldn't have been the same, and we still wouldn't be talking about him 20 years later.
Yeah, that's right.
So, anyway.
Deal with
best
it.
Nicolas Cage movie for me, The Rock. What do you got? What do you pick?
Oh, it's Face Off for me. Just for it's like it's prime Nick Cage, and it's prime Nick Cage crazy too.
Oh, he gets in there.
Yeah. So, it ticks all the box for a good Nick Cage movie for me.
But you know what's so good about it is that even when he's the bad guy and when he's the good guy, it doesn't matter. He still goes fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Even as the good guy, he just switches the nuts to like trying to come to terms with the fact that he's John Travolta trapped in Nicolas Cage's body.
Yeah.
And in doing so, he just pulls off some of the most fucking wild shit. That if someone was doing that in front of you, you'd be like, this person is fucking mentally ill.
Oh, absolutely. And you've got to remember, there's hundreds of people on those movie sets, and this guy's just at home, living it up, living his best life.
Absolutely. Oh, good times. Nicolas Cage is an absolute fucking legend and an Academy Award winner. So, hey, that's probably his best performance, right? But whatever. That doesn't count.
Deal with it. It is what it is.
Awards don't mean shit unless they're the Great Mates Greatest Mate on Film Award, which goes to Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, that's a lifetime membership right there.
A lifetime achievement. He's got himself a matey.
I like that. Yeah.
His matey up on the shelf there. Next to his Oscar, whatever.
Yeah, deal with it. Ours is better. Anyway, let us know what you think is Nicolas Cage's best movie.
Nicolas Cage's.
Yeah.
Yeah. His best movie.
His best movie. Like, just what one.
Just doesn't, the one.
Doesn't
I
have
can
to
already
be
tell
like-
you that because I put a poll out in the listener community, and pretty much everyone agrees that it's Face Off.
It's pretty good.
And I think they're wrong. A lot of people voted for Con Air as well, and I can't abide by that. So it's not a shit movie, don't get me wrong.
It's
I just
not,
don't rate
it's
it.
It's not
as
good as everyone says.
No, get out of here.
Anyway, hit us up in the socials. Those links are in the show notes, and we'll be back next week. I'm Cade.
And I'm Troy.
And this has been Great Mates.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.